for those of you who take that position, you need at an intellectually honest level to say, what about the kids whose parents dragged them here 30 years ago when they were 1 or 2 years old and now they're in their 30s? Do we deport them or do we find a way to keep them here? That's one of the big immigration arguments. And I'm all about, look, if you've been in this country for 30 years, your parents brought you here, and your parents themselves have not broken the law since they've been here other than by existing here, I'm okay letting you stay if you've been contributing, but I mean, if you're not a lawbreaker, but I don't want to give you citizenship. I think before we can have those conversations, though, you got to build a very high wall with a very big moat and fill it with alligators and stop the rest of the wave of illegal immigrants from coming over. I think we've got to secure our border, and I actually am one of the people, maybe naive, optimistic in humanity, but I am one of those people that does believe if you secure the border and the number of illegals crossing goes down to zero, I think a lot of the people who are very reticent about deporting everybody might actually say, okay, since nobody else can get in here, let's talk about the people who've been here for 40 years illegally. And I think they need to be treated differently than the people who've been here for a year or two. We have the ability to exercise some discretion. If you've been here for 40 years and you now have kids, some of whom were born here, they're American citizens, and you haven't broken the law, maybe we don't give you citizenship, but we don't let you stay. But if you're a criminal or you've only been here for the last 5 years or so, well, okay, you got to go. Go home, get in line like everybody else, like the legal aliens who came here and took the time to do it. But and that then fits into contemplating this family has been here for 15 years. They now have multiple kids who are American citizens. They came here fleeing religious persecution. I'm okay letting them stay. And by the way, our American government was fine letting them stay until Joe Biden decided he wanted to crack down on illegal immigration. And he's cracking down on illegal immigration by going after religiously persecuted Germans as opposed to all the people flooding the American border. It's all about constituency. Do you really think if these people were socialist Hispanics, he would be cracking down on this? No, they're Christians in Tennessee who would more than likely vote Republican if they were citizens, so they can get deported. Now, back to the polls. Jim, you're going to be up next. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. I'm looking at these debates, and all I hear is chaos.